from KQED.
Ever since President Trump announced his travel ban on refugees, we've been bringing you stories about the refugees who call California home. Our state has also been a refuge for people without a country, including the Assyrians. Not Syrians, Assyrians. They're some of the earliest Christians, indigenous to Mesopotamia, now northern Iraq. They've been persecuted for centuries. For more than 100 years, they've found a safe haven in the Central Valley. And as Alice Daniel explains, they don't all have the same take when it comes to Trump's stance on refugees.
Inside the Assyrian American Civic Club of Turlock, there's a large banquet hall, a catering company, and a radio station that broadcasts Assyrian music. The club's president, Sam David, says Turlock is home to about 20,000 Assyrians. That's a quarter of the town. And the club's become a gathering place for everyone.
Majority of the events are here. We have a lot of quinceañeras.
And weddings and funeral receptions, like the one today for 92-year-old Hank Adams, the first Assyrian born in Turlock. His father founded the Assyrian community here in 1911. Not long after, in Turkey, the Ottoman Empire waged genocide against Armenians, Greeks, and Assyrians.
Well, Assyrians are never talked about. There were 750,000 Assyrians massacred. And this genocide has been going on and on for the last 100 years. We just had another genocide in 2014, where the Christians were being massacred because they were Christians.
David says it's one reason why some Assyrians are not opposed to President Trump's travel ban that targets 7 majority Muslim countries.
It's important for this country to protect its security interests. And for us as Assyrian Americans, that's equally as important, if not more important.
But that ban would also keep Assyrians out of the United States.
There are Assyrian Christians that are in refugee camps. They are awaiting their resettlement paperwork to come.
That's community leader Carmen Morad. She says Assyrians continue to be persecuted in Iraq and Syria by ISIS.
Their homes have been destroyed. They are seeking an environment where they can go to school without the fear of being blown up.
Morad and I visit Mervit Schliemann and her 17-year-old son Matthias in their apartment. They're speaking to each other in Aramaic. They escaped Baghdad 10 years ago and ended up in Syria. It took them 5 years to come to California as refugees. And Schliemann feels fortunate. She got a job at a fast food place.
The Taco Bell. Thanks for God.
She worked so hard when she first moved here that she rarely saw her son. She missed spending time with him, but he was safe.
I don't think how he's, where he's, what's happened. Because when I'm living in the Iraq and send him to school, sometimes we listen to the bomb and I run into him school, you know, just I want to see if he saved or no.
Now she says she can worship freely. Orthodox Christian icons hang on her living room wall above an altar with candles and crosses. She shows Morad an Assyrian star around her neck.
She says in Iraq, she would never wear her necklace or display her flag.
Morad interprets for Schliemann, who goes to the bookshelf to pick up a new license plate.
She says, here, she feels her freedom where she can display the Assyrian flag on her license plate on her car.
In the center of the flag, there's a 4-pointed star symbolizing the 4 corners of the world, what the diaspora calls home. Schliemann and her son still have friends in Iraq and Syria. Matthias says he understands Trump's role to protect America, but
he's trying to target like the extremist, but he's not only targeting the extremists, he's targeting the Christian communities and other people who are being persecuted and trying to get out just to survive.
Could not hear you there. We've got the speakers turned up, but if I go much louder, we're going to get feedback.
Patrick Koloshinsky is an immigration lawyer in Modesto. He's answering questions via Skype about the travel ban from the host of Assyria Today. It's a global satellite TV network based in Los Angeles. One question centers on Trump's statement that he will prioritize Christian refugees coming to the U.S. Kolesinski says it's unlikely a provision like that could survive.
Prioritizing based on religion is by and large considered to be against the Constitution, and it is very unlikely.
Assyrians are doing what they can to help refugees, mobilizing in their churches, sending money. It's that kind of networking that Mervit Schliemann says helped her survive her long journey. For the California Report, I'm Alice Daniel in Turlock.